This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 358 for Wednesday, April 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continued to climb higher on Wednesday afternoon after having some trouble finding traction this morning. At the final settlement, the most traded July contract climbed $2.80 at $682.30 per ton. New crop November adds $2.40 at $652.90 per ton. A trader says canola futures will most likely remain sideways for the time being. He says the market is waiting for the next weekly and monthly reports from the Canadian Grain Commission. Canola is also getting support from increases in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as Malaysian palm oil and most European rapeseed contracts. Declines in crude oil are limiting the upside in the vegetable oils. The July canola contract remains well above its major moving averages, further underpinning values. The trade pegs resistance for the July at $690 per ton. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie falling to 72.02 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 72.32. There's positive momentum in the United States markets today, especially in the equities after President Donald Trump says he won't fire Jerome Powell as chair of the Federal Reserve. Also, Trump says tariffs on U.S. imports from China could be reduced if the two countries reach a trade deal. Planting progress in the U.S. this week ranges from very little in the regions that received heavy rains to strong advances where less rain fell. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier increases his calls for corn production in Brazil and Argentina. Cordonnier adds 3 million tons to Brazil at 125 million tons, and he raises Argentina by 2 million tons at 48 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday. The July contract gains 4 cents at $10.50 per bushel. July soy oil adds almost a third of a cent at 48.34 cents per pound. July soy meal turns around to dip 90 cents at $298.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, July corn steps back 4 cents at $4.79 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago July gives up 7 cents at $5.43.5. Kansas City July drops 8 cents at $5.50. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July is down 3.5 cents at $6.07. A reminder that May options expire on Friday and first notice day is next Wednesday. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday, April 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.